Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 29th of April. Come out and be separate. The Apostle Paul said, "What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Paul was emphasizing a remarkable understanding. We are a temple for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who are worshipping in our body and desiring for us to multiply this worship with others. It defines how we relate to one another. For this reason, we must not defile the temple of God. Having posed his questions, Paul addressed the church, saying, "Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty." There are three clear directions in this statement. Firstly, come out from among those who are unsanctified in the church. Secondly, be separate, that is, relationally separate yourselves from those in the church who live and walk in an unsanctified manner. And thirdly, do not touch what is unclean. God the Father made it clear through the prophetic apostolic ministry of Paul that he would not receive us or be a father to us if we did not do as he directed us to do. If we call on God as our Father, then he only hears us if we are living and walking in the culture of righteousness that the Elijah ministry declares. This is what it means to be a church. A church is a called out and sanctified community. Jesus said that he would build his church and that it would be made up of only an elect sanctified people. As we are progressively sanctified and made righteous by and through obedience to the word, the fruit of our righteousness will be seen because of answered prayer. The references used in today's devotions are 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 16 and 17, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 17 and 18, and James chapter 5 verses 16 to 18. For further study, 1 Corinthians chapter 5.